For decades, Hanan Ashrawi has been a high-profile figure in Palestinian politics. As an executive committee member of the Palestine Liberation Organization, she negotiated with secretaries of state and met with American presidents from both parties. Yesterday, for the first time, the State Department denied Ashrawi's application for a U.S. visa. She says U.S. officials did not offer a reason for rejecting her request.
After they asked for all sorts of details and minute questions about, you know, the last 15 years of my life and where I've been and so on, then they asked for a new itinerary. And when we tried to get it to them, they said, never mind, the visa application has been rejected.
You've applied, presumably, for a U.S. visa before, right?
Yes, I studied in the U.S. I travel there every year. I join negotiations in Washington. This is the first time this has happened anywhere. I mean, but this kind of rejection is bizarre because it comes in the context, actually, of a very vicious attack against the Palestinian leadership by the Trump administration. And, of course, a total assault on all the core issues that are the basis of any negotiations. So compared to what they've done to Jerusalem and the refugees and the two-state solution, denying me a visa is nothing other than being symptomatic of a very petty approach to politics.
Well, despite that aggressive approach to the Palestinian people, the Trump administration's Middle East envoy, Jason Greenblatt, wrote on Twitter in February to say that you, Hanan Ashrawi, had an open invitation to D.C. So have you reached out to him?
Yeah, he said that I have an open invitation, but without a visa, it would be very difficult to get to the White House. They've really smashed the negotiating table to smithereens.
How will this inability to travel to the U.S. impact you, both politically and personally?
Well, politically, of course, I won't be able to attend many meetings and because I am on board of several institutions in the U.S. Of course, we also meet with Congress and so on. This is one way of having dialogue that is candid, that is honest, that is direct. But at the same time, something that really hurts me is the fact that I have grandchildren in the States. I have my daughter and her husband and family. I have my sister. I have nephews and nieces. I mean, look, my daughters lost their IDs because Israel decided to cancel their Jerusalem IDs. So they had to live outside. Now in the States, they're not allowing me to go to the States to see them, to see my daughter. So I guess we'll have to look for a third place to see each other. This separation of families has been symptomatic of the occupation all along. And now the U.S. is part of that as well.
Hanan Ashrawi continues to be a high-profile figure in Palestinian politics. This week, her application for a U.S. visa was denied. Ms. Ashrawi, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts.
You're most welcome, Mark.
We asked the State Department for comment. A spokesperson responded to say visa records are confidential under U.S. law, but noted that visas are never denied based solely on political statements or views.